One Midwest farmer who grows biomass crops is John Caveney of Illinois. Caveney shows me some gigantic grass called miscanthus.
You know, you can get an idea how big it is. Yeah, it'll be, it's about 11 or 12 feet tall right now. It's still not done growing.
It's pretty sturdy stuff.
Well, you know, that's the thing about it.
Caveney says you can burn miscanthus and other energy grasses to make electricity. The idea is to replace coal, because coal spews carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas.
And unlike wind energy, or unlike solar energy, who just displace fossil carbon use, these plants here actually take CO2 out of the air and store it in the soils.
Energy experts say that's true, at least for a while. But they say to do much good, lots of utilities need to burn energy grasses. Caveney would love that, but there's a problem.
There's this whole concept of the Valley of Death.
What do you mean? I've never heard the term Valley of Death.
The Valley of Death is you've got the user here and the producer here, and you got to get them to match up.
This valley is a gap between supply and demand for energy grass. It exists because utilities won't invest in biomass electrical equipment until farmers prove they can grow enough grass. Caveney says farmers will start small.
You might want to heat a shopping mall or, you know, small strip mall or something like that.
Caveney says those kinds of projects will make utilities confident in the grass market, and then they'd cross that valley of death. They'll invest, they'll buy energy grass, and they'll power suburbs and cities with biomass. That's his prediction, though. At a Midwestern farm expo, I find people who say this valley of death is too wide. Brian Reggie is showing off equipment that squishes energy grass into briquettes.
It's roughly the size of a golf ball, but a cylinder shape.
Like a small hockey puck almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Reggie makes biomass equipment for farmers who want cheap heat, and these grass hockey pucks work.
What, you burn these? Or?
Yeah, you could burn it in biomass boilers.
Like maybe to heat a farmhouse or something like that? Or
yeah, maybe a greenhouse or a larger spaces.
Reggie says energy grass could be great for farms, but big city electric utilities will not cross that financial valley of death that Caveney talked about. They would just need too much biomass.
When you get bigger scale, you have to start, trucking in all your fuel from long distance. And biomass transportation costs are high, so you want to transport it as little as possible. That's a good reason to keep it small and keep everything local.
After I finish with Reggie's equipment demonstration, I bump into Steve Flick. He's with Show Me Energy, a Missouri co-op. Flick is a kind of biomass celebrity because he actually got a coal-fired power plant to test burn his energy grass. That test worked, but so far, no utility has volunteered to give up coal. Flick predicts that groups of Midwestern farmers will build tiny power plants of their own.
We think these models will be every 50 to 60 miles apart, and the producers that own those organizations will benefit.
I mean, you wouldn't necessarily be lighting up St. Louis or lighting up Chicago, for example, right? I mean,
presently, we're not trying to settle all the world's problems, just our little piece of it right now.
Flick says, forget that whole financial valley of death idea. Only energy pundits dream of powering a metropolis with biomass, at least while coal is so cheap. He says biomass can power a good chunk of rural America, and for now, that's good enough. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.